you say to NFL coaches when they ask about your height? You know, for example, let's say you're playing in the NFC South. You're going up against Julio Jones and Benjamin. Guys obviously have a height advantage. What do you tell coaches about that? How do you go up against taller receivers?
You know, you got to compete. At the end of the day, it's all about competing. Height, size, that really doesn't matter at the end of the day. You know, if you can play ball, you can play ball.
What do you think is your best attribute?
My competitiveness, my wanting to win. You know what I'm saying? Going to get the ball at the highest point and competing.
Best receiver you faced last year in the
SEC? Laquon Treadwell. Yeah, he can do everything. He's big, he's fast, strong, catches the ball in traffic. I mean, there's not a lot you can do to get the ball off of him.
How much of a benefit has it been having dad who's a coach?
What was that?
How much of a benefit has it been having father who's a coach?
I mean, it was a great benefit. You know, our relationship isn't like what most people think it may be. You know, we don't sit down and talk ball 24/7. We actually rarely talk about football. It's more about, you know, life stuff. But, you know, if I do have any questions, I know I can go to him and ask him, and, you know, I'll get the real answer. Not necessarily. You know, I think I'm my own unique. I'm going to develop into my own type of corner. And, you know, we'll see how that works out.
Are there guys you like?
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. Of course. Darrell Revis, Brent Grimes, to name two.
You interviewed with the Dolphins?
I have not. Not yet.
Are you scheduled to?
I'm not sure. It doesn't tell us who we're scheduled to.
Who
was that? Oh, of course. That'll be nice. That's everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, I think it is what it is. You know, they're gonna make rules to protect us, and you know, we gotta abide by them. Well,
is it fair to defensive players?
I mean, yeah. I guess I don't think it's. I don't necessarily. I can't think of a reason why it'd be unfair. You know, defensive players, you gotta lower your target range, and you know, it is what it is.
How hard is that though to hit a receiver? You know, midsection. If you might duck, you know.
Right. There's definitely a lot of variables that go into it, but you know, it's a fast game and things happen. But you know, for the most part, you gotta try to control it. There's nothing we can really do about it. You know, you can't really argue it. You just kind of one of the things you gotta kind of practice, and you know, you gotta work on it. You just gotta work on it.
A lot of times, defensive backs have a preference whether they want to back off, whether they want to get their hands on the wide receiver. You know, what do you have a preference at all?
Yeah, I definitely say I like to press rather more than play off. You're definitely not going to land every punch, especially not with the receivers you're going to be facing. But it's all about timing. You know, when you press a guy, it messes up timing between him and the quarterback, and things have to happen quicker. And that's what I like about press coverage.
In the NFL, more restrictions on quarterbacks, you have to play with a finer technique. What gives you confidence that your skill set will help you adjust quickly?
Well, you know, playing in the SEC, you know, I've covered Amari Cooper, I've covered Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, you know, Kelvin Benjamin. I've covered those guys before. I've seen them before. You know, not to say that I'm ready necessarily, but, you know, it definitely helps to have covered them before, you know, to track them before. And, you know, it's definitely an NFL. I couldn't get my hands on them then. And so I definitely had to work on my technique. And that's kind of how I approached my junior season. You know, you can't touch them 10 yards down the field like you could in college. But I worked on, you know what I'm saying, keeping my hands off guys. Right. You know, my balls, they're natural. You know, I've always had them. It's nothing I've really done to, you know, when the ball's in the air, I got to go get it. And that's my mindset. I don't care. I don't really care who I'm covering. You know, when the ball's in the air, it's 50-50.
When did the thought of being a potential top 10 pick enter your mind?
I guess entering my junior season, you know, kind of seeing things on ESPN. But it's more just the confidence in myself. You know, I mean, I said I was the best corner in college football. I had to live up to that. You know, I feel like I did. And, you know, my confidence is extremely high. It's always has been. And, you know, I'll never doubt myself.
Do you plan on being a punt returner in the league as well?
Not necessarily. But if it comes down to it and I have to do it, I'm going to do it.
Have teams asked you about returning punts in addition to playing defense?
Not yet. Not yet. I've only met with a few teams so far. So.
What surprised you the most about this process that you prepare for the NFL? Just coming to the combine and working out, preparing to be an NFL player?
You know, I'd actually have to give a lot of credit to Exos in Pensacola where I trained. You know, they actually prepared me really well for it. You know, there weren't a lot of things that surprised me. You know, I knew what it was going to be like. I knew we had to go to the medical. I knew there, you know, today, day two, my day two. You know, I have a lot of interviews tonight. I just got done with the medical process. And, I mean, I knew it was going to come. So not a lot of things that surprised me, honestly.
You seem to always be at the rivalry, right? You know, what do you attribute that to? Is that really kind of clicking?
You know, like I said before, a lot of it for me, it's natural. It's just something I like to do. You know, watching film, obviously, it helps a little bit. But more than anything, it's just, you know, it's just me, you know what I'm saying? I like to play ball. I like to play. So it just comes to me naturally.
What's a rivalry like with Jalen? Obviously, rival school, but now competing to be that first DB on the
board. Oh, it's great. It's great. You know, we don't really talk about it when we see each other, but we know. I mean, we all see the stuff. And it's kind of like a silent rivalry between us. We know he wants to be first. I want to be first. I'm gonna say I'm the best. He's gonna say he's the best. You know, that's what football's about. That's what it's supposed to be about. And you know, we're gonna go to work on Monday.
What was it like playing on that team last year when the defense is playing so well and the offense is struggling so much?
You know, at times it could be difficult. You can't ignore the fact that, you know, the offense isn't producing like they should be. But, you know, the thing that was different about this team was we didn't play the blame game, you know. It was if the defense is on the field, we're on the field. Let's go. We were happy to be on the field. We want to be on the field. You know, we want the game to be in our hands. And, you know, unfortunately, some games didn't go our way. But, you know, it was a different type of vibe this year. But, you know, we liked it. You know, the offensive guys, we didn't show any, you know, hatred towards offensive guys because they weren't playing well. We know people struggle. It happens. And, it is what it is. Maybe a little bit. Some guys think that, you know, we kind of had it in the bag already. But I don't think, not too much. You know, I think all the guys played hard. We all played hard. We all played the best that we could. And, you know, the season didn't end how we wanted it to. But it was better than my previous 2 years.
Did Treon Harris be your wide receiver?
Of course. Of course. He's a great athlete. He's a great athlete. Yeah, like you said, just competing. There's not much you can do. I mean, going up against a Kelvin Benjamin, there's not much technique that you can use, you know. You just got to compete. You got to try to get the ball off him, and, you know, you got to compete with him. You got to tackle him. You got to stay in his face all game, and you can't back down. I actually never played for Coach Quinn. He left the year I came in. So, yeah, it was unfortunate. I have not yet.
What is it about your game that separates you from the other guys that are here?
You know, I think it's high. I mean, that's a tough question, I guess. You know, just, I guess, my talent level, just how much natural ability I have to play the game, to play corner. You know, I started playing football when I was in high school. And since then, it's all been natural. And I don't think a lot of guys have the natural. Like, not a lot of guys can just naturally just go impress somebody. Some guys have to learn. But for me, it's everything comes natural to me.
Is there anything in particular you really want to work on? Maybe something that you're weak at and really
want to
get ready for the
draft? You know, not necessarily one thing. It's just my overall game. I don't like to pinpoint one thing. I got to work on everything. No matter how good I am, if I'm the best at it, I need to get better. You know, that's what was that?
Did you have any personal goals?
You know, not necessarily. I have numbers in mind that what I should run, you know, on a good day and what I should jump and et cetera, et cetera. But as far as, like, setting goals, I got to run, not necessarily.
You mentioned the natural talent a few times. How do you not coast? I mean, where do you find your motivation to reach your full potential?
You know, I motivate myself. You know, I don't like being second. I don't like losing anything, no matter what it is. And, you know, the drive that I have for myself to be the best, you know, that keeps me going. That keeps me working.
What coach or mentor do you think has gotten you to this next level, kind of taking your talent and pushing you further?
I definitely have to say Tavares Robinson, my defensive back coach. My first 2 years at Florida, he recruited me. You know, still keep in contact with him to this day. You know, the things that he said weren't just about football. They were really about life. And, you know, I didn't really realize it until he left. He left my junior year to go coach at Auburn. And that's when some of the things that he was saying didn't really make sense my freshman and sophomore year. But when he left and, you know what I'm saying, the things started kind of happening, that's when I was kind of like, oh, okay, so that's what he meant when he said such and such. And, you know, he had a big impact on my game and taught me a whole bunch of things about football and about life. You got to do it. You got to go tackle. That's part of the game. That's part of being a complete corner. It's coming up, tackling the big, the Derrick Henrys of the world, the Leonard Fournettes. You know, you got to do it. You got to stick your face in the fan and take whatever comes with it. You know, I think everybody watches the combine. There's no better platform to do it. And, you know, training at XLs in Pensacola, we trained with veterans all the time and hearing their stories and hearing what they went through. And, you know, I think, you know, working out's hard, but the stuff that they actually really go through, the real wars and the real gunfights and all that stuff that they go through, you know, there's nothing that can compare to that. And this is the least I can do and you for them is you know, set up a little fundraiser for them and compete for them. I have not. Right, of course.
Talk about how you're able to use athleticism to cover these quicker, smaller receivers.
Well, you know, I've been doing it my whole career in college, going inside. I've been tracking a lot of receivers, usually the best receivers. So if the best receiver goes inside, I'm going to go inside. And, you know, it's a little different from playing outside. But, I mean, as far as just being a corner, just being a football player, you know, you get used to it and you got to cover inside.